Hi, this is Casey Treat. I'm pastor at Christian Faith, and we are excited to have you with us on our podcast. Thanks for joining in. I'm praying that you're going to hear a word that will inspire you, empower you to connect with Jesus and become more like him. That's what we live for. That's what's happening on today's podcast. I am. God said to Moses in Exodus chapter 3, I am that I am. And he said a lot when he said a little. I am because I am. No one has to approve of God to make him God. No one can disapprove and make a difference. He is who he is. You can't cancel God. You can't vote God out. You can't hope for something different. God is. And God said, I am that I am. I am self-existent. I am eternal. I am all you need and all that you want. Well, Jesus comes along then in the New Testament, and he gives seven I ams, connecting to the Father, right? Because him and the Father are one. Jesus is God. We worship him as God. Him and the Father are one. And he said, I am the good shepherd. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the bread of life. And we've been talking about those over the past weeks. Last week, Wendy talked about I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am. That's just the way it is. Well, you say, I disagree. God doesn't care. He's not following you on Facebook. He doesn't care what humanity thinks about him. God is, and he is what he is, and he is the way, the truth, and the life. And the funny thing about humanity, you always find out when you're wrong, right? Maybe not right away, but eventually you realize, oh, I guess I was wrong about that. There will be a day when every man and every woman stands before the throne of God and gives an account for his life. And a lot of people are going to be like, oops, I made a big mistake. He really is what he says he is. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. You know, you can make a lot of mistakes in your life that don't make a big difference, but you don't want to make a mistake about your faith in God. You don't want to make a mistake about knowing your Bible and following God's word, because that matters for eternity. So I am. Now today I want to talk about John chapter 15, and Jesus says, I am the vine. John 15 and verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser or the gardener. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Do you see that the Lord's plan is not just for you to make it to heaven? His plan is that every person connected to him brings fruit. In other words, results, productivity. You make stuff happen. You add to society. You're a blessing to those around you. And then he said, when you bear fruit, he prunes your life. He cuts some things up. He helps you to remove the bad, the non-productive, the negative, and you bear more fruit. The tragedy for me, pastors, leaders in the Christian world, is most people's vision is to survive. That's all they're thinking about. How do I pay the bills? How do I get through the month? How do I hang on? How do I get to the next year? And they're just trying to survive. That's not God's plan for your life. Lift up your eyes. Raise up your vision. God does not want to give you rent money. God wants you to own the house, have someone else pay the mortgage on the house, and then you get the houses, and then you be the landlord because you're serving the Lord of Lords, right? But you keep thinking, well, I'm just trying to get my rent money. No, get connected to the vine. Start letting God flow through your life so you can bear fruit and more fruit, right? Well, I'm doing pretty good. Okay, well, let's start doing real good. Well, we've been doing real good. All right, well, let's start doing great. Let's keep lifting our eyes and bringing forth good results. And I'm gonna talk specifically in a moment about what are some of the fruits that God wants in your life. Now, you know, we have a lot of Christians that are fruity, but God wants you fruitful. So don't be fruity, right? There's a lot of Christians that go to the granola church. You ever been to that granola church? It's all nuts and fruits and flakes. God doesn't want you fruity, God wants you fruitful, creative, productive, prospering, influencing, being light in the darkness, making a difference in your world. Not part of the problem, you're bringing the answer. We're bearing good fruit in our lives. Can I get an amen right there? Now, look at verse 3. You are already clean or pruned because of the word which I've spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Abide, it means to live in, to dwell in, to remain, to continue. When you abide there, you live there, you stay there, you are present there. Most people have this thought about God: I check in with God now and then. My marriage is struggling, we should go to church. It's Christmas, you know, let's go to church. We need to go. The other day, I met someone who said, oh, Pastor Casey, I go to Christian Faith. That's great, that's awesome. And they said, well, how long have you been at that building there in SeaTac? And I said, the building in SeaTac? They said, yeah, the church, where we go to church in SeaTac. I said, well, that building was torn down 15 years ago. We've been in Federal Way. And they said, has it been that long? So here's a person who in their mind, they go to church. And in their mind, they go to Christian Faith Church. But hadn't been here for 15 years, did not know that we moved. That's like a close friend of yours that didn't know that you moved 15 years ago. Not that close a friend. If you don't abide, if you don't dwell, if you don't live with the Lord daily, you'll never know the fruit that could come of your life. So it's not something where we check in. You know, the people go to church on Christmas and Easter, right? The CEOs, Christmas and Easter only. Yeah, never gonna work. They will never know what God had planned for their life. And I wonder how many of us will get to heaven and the Lord's gonna run a little video of his plan for your life. You spent your life trying to pay the rent, trying to survive, trying to get by, working on the divorce, working on the new marriage, trying to keep the kids together, you know, all the drama, and God shows you what he wanted. Don't live below the fruit that God planned for you. Don't accept less than abundant life, because that's God's will for you. Don't be sad at your last days that you only survived but never really lived. It's great if you survived when your boat sank. It's not great when you describe your life as just surviving. He wants you to live and bring forth fruit and have an abundant life. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap right there. Abundant life, right? Okay, I got my little branch here, and I went out and I cut it off of Wendy's apple tree this morning. Don't tell Wendy. I stole a branch off of her tree. But you know, when I cut this branch off, it started dying. And the leaves are already withering up, and fruit could be dropping off. You never know. I mean, if you can call it fruit, it is what it is. All the big apples she picks, and we got a refrigerator full of applesauce. But I had to find something with fruit on it, so there you go. But it's dying because it's not connected to the tree. As soon as I cut, it started dying. And if you disconnect from the Lord tomorrow, you start dying. I don't mean you lose your salvation. I mean, you lose that flow. In the tree, it's the sap, it's the nutrients, it's the water that flows up and creates the leaves and flows out and fruit comes on the branch. If you're connecting to Jesus, you've got that flow. There's a life flow, a spiritual flow, a creative, a visionary, dreamer, confident, hope. And it flows out and it produces fruit in your life. And it doesn't matter what's going on around you, it's what's coming up in you. And that only happens when you abide in the vine, right? But if you, I only pray when I'm at church. So how often is that? Well, you know, once a month, or you know what I'm saying? I watch online a lot. So you're only connecting to the Lord once in a while. You'll never bear grapefruit. It's like this branch getting cut off. It can't grow anymore. It's done. And even if I went out this afternoon and tried to reattach it, I'm coming back. I'm gonna put it back on the tree. Probably won't work. I know some of you ornamental horticulturists, you know how to graft a branch and you know how to save the tree. And you can sometimes even transplant a tree. But oftentimes the plant dies. You remember Psalm 92? Psalm 92, verse 13. The Bible said, those who visit the church at least twice a year will flourish. Right? Is that what it said? No. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish. Look at it, Psalm 92. I know the guys have it there. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bear fruit in old age. Now, I don't know what old age is, but if you're there, you should still be bearing fruit, right? Many people who are old are thinking about retirement, cutting back, doing less, just relaxing. No, the Bible said in old age, bear more fruit. Now, I don't say you can't change your job, change your hours, change your schedule, buy the vacation house, do whatever you want to do, but don't stop bearing fruit. Don't stop being influential. Don't stop making a difference in our world. Don't stop affecting the lives of people around you. They shall still bear fruit in their old age. Do you know the word retirement is not in the Bible? I got no amens, nothing. Where's the love? Can I get some support here? Can I get some help from this Presbyterian church? No, we don't retire, we just refire, right? Right, change your schedule, change career position, do all that stuff, but keep being productive. Keep bringing forth fruit. Keep being an influencer. Keep making a difference in your world. And that's by staying connected to the vine. Jesus said, I am the vine. Now, let's keep reading down here and go to verse 7 in John chapter 15 and verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it will be done for you. Whoo, this is encouraging to me. I mean, this kind of stuff fires me up. If you will abide in him, ask what ye will, and it shall be done. But when you abide in him, remember it also means his word abides in you. So is the word important? Is it a daily thing to you? When a problem comes up at the office, do you have a scripture that comes to mind that says, I believe the word more than I believe this problem? I accept the promise more than I accept this problem. I believe the will of God more than I believe the will of this crazy customer, right? I'm focused on what God said more than what the world said. Do you know that word and live by that word? Because if you don't, you can't bear the fruit that God wants to give you, right? Some people think God's trying to limit and keep them small. Are you kidding me? God's trying to take you farther than you will ever go yourself, right? I'm talking as a kid from Spanaway, right? My vision was no bigger than Parkland. If you know the area, that's the next little town over. I just did not see anything for my future. Part of the reason why I became a drug addict, where there is no vision, people smoke a lot of pot, drink a lot of beer, do whatever they do. But God came into my life, opened up my eyes. I stayed connected to the vine for 45 years now, and my world just keeps getting bigger and better and richer, right? You bear fruit, and he prunes your life. You're making changes, you're growing, and you're improving because God is pruning your life. He has to cut some things off now and then, right? Like some people, you got pruned. Delete, block. Yeah, you got to do that sometimes because God has more fruit for you. And some people are fruit thieves. And some people are just fruit destroyers. So it's time for some pruning. Well, Brother Tree, you're talking about my cousin. Well, maybe. What do you want, God's will or cousin it? You got to decide. Do you want what God has for you? If you abide in the vine and his word abides in you, ask what you will and it shall be done. Some of you guys are growing, your business is growing, and you're praying, God, is it your will? God, should I take on this new office? God, should I buy this new property? God, can I hire this new employee? You know what the Lord says? You want that? Is that your will? Because if you abide in him, ask what you will. Your will. Now it's you and God in partnership, and God is giving you the desires of your heart. That's what God wants to do. That's what God desires for you. God doesn't want to spend your whole life just trying to keep you sober. God doesn't want to spend all your time just trying to stay healthy and get through the day. He's trying to give you the desires of your heart and even things you could never have thought of because you abide in the vine. You're connected to him and that fruit is just coming out. You know, one of the things that I've noticed about these trees, we have, I think, 5 fruit trees in our yard. Wendy planted them a long time ago and she gets some fun stuff every year. I've never heard them groaning. You know, when I'm walking in the yard, I never hear the tree, they go, struggling, right? Oh! They just bear fruit naturally. It just happens. It's normal. Just have an apple come out like, boom, that happened. Humans struggle. I'm trying to keep my marriage together. Why are you trying? I'm trying to get my husband to church. What? I'm trying to pay the bills. I'm trying to get a 50 cents an hour raise. I'm trying hard. You need to go to the bathroom or something? Right? you believe you should struggle in life. God said, just stay connected to me. Now, that doesn't mean there's not some hard things, some challenges, some difficulties, but it doesn't have to be painful and struggling. Abide in the vine, stay connected to him, and that life flow, that Spirit of God, that creativity, that confidence, that wisdom just is flowing out of you. And your business is growing and your marriage is fun. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying it's natural. It just happens. So how do you do that? Well, I don't know. I just stay connected to Jesus. I take my Christianity seriously. I'm more committed to the word than I am to the statistics of the NFL. If you can quote more scores than you can scripture, I hope the NFL is sending you a check. If you know more batting averages than you do Bible verses, I hope the NFL or the MLB, Major League Baseball, is sending you a check. You see what I'm saying? We're trying to get joy and life from things that are not helping us. Right? Well, Russell Wilson said, and Russell Wilson and the statistic and the passer rating, and you know, and is he helping you? Is he sending you some money? And yet you talk about him more than you talk about Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Russell, want him to do well, you know, praise the Lord. But I'm staying in the vine. I'm staying connected to Jesus. I'm staying connected to the thing that's going to take me higher, take me farther, give me more fruit and more abundant life than any other source. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap right there. So when we abide in him, we also abide in his word. The Bible talks a lot about the concept of life. Existing beyond survival, living. We live by faith. Four times the Bible said, the just will live by faith. I think most people aren't thinking about living. They're just thinking about getting by. I don't want to get by. I don't want to survive. I want to live. And Jesus said he came that you would have life and life more abundantly. Romans chapter 8 said, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will give you life, dwells in you, gives life to your mortal body. So this idea of the life of God, that creative power, that spiritual power, you can't, right? Scientists can't find, where is that? What is it? They can't create that. They can take life and manipulate it, but they can't create life because God is life. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19, God says, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. So every day we choose life. And then it goes on and it says, for God is your life and the length of your days. I love that thought. God is life. So his basic nature, before he is holy, before he is righteous, before he is just, he is life. And when you just get in the presence of God, life drives away death. And so he said, I'm the bread of life. I'm the light of life. I'm the door to life. I give eternal life. That life is flowing through us, our spirit and our soul and our body. Let's call that the divine juice, okay? Some of you have had a lot of juice in your day, various kinds of juice. Are you on the divine juice yet? Right, just like this branch has this sap, it has this force, this water that's carrying nutrients, flowing up through, creating these leaves, popping out fruit. Well, you got some divine juice in you. Do you know it? Do you trust it? Do you believe in it? Well, I'm just trying to make a living. Well, you don't need divine juice to make a living. The government will send you a darn check. But if you want to live an abundant life, if you want to see something more that God can do with your life, if you want to go beyond just getting by, well, now you need the divine juice. That's what I'm talking about. And that's when the opportunity comes, you say, I'm going for it. One person says, oh, I don't know. Another person says, I would be too nervous. Another person says, I don't think there's a good time. But you got the juice. And you're like, let's go. Looks like a door from the Lord. He opens doors no man can open. And he closes doors no man can close. I'm abiding in him. I'm ready for this. See, that's that divine juice in your life. Creativity, dreams, confidence, faith. That's flowing through you. Do you know it? Do you abide in it? Are you conscious of it? Do you believe in it? Well, no, Pastor, because yesterday I lost my mask and it kind of freaked me out. Yeah, you got to get beyond that. Put your mask on, but feel the juice. Believe in the juice. Okay, that's a little crazy, I know, but I'm trying to communicate with you crazy people. Right? Believe. When you abide in him, he flows through you. He helps you with your parenting, with your marriage, with your career. He's trying to lift you and bring fruit and more fruit into your life. Come on, if you believe it, give the Lord a hand clap this morning. You believe that? Yeah, let that life, let that divine juice flow through you. Look in John chapter 15 and verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Much, right? Not getting by, not just enough, more than enough. Much fruit. So I'm talking with one family here in our church. Their business is prospering so much. They're sending money home where they came from and they're supporting their whole family. They're helping them buy houses. They're helping them, you know, take care of problems. Their fruit is flowing out to their family around the world. And of course, all of us are helping missions and ministries around the world. And some of you doing amazing things, providing jobs for people, opportunities. See, if you're thinking, I just need enough to pay the bills, you're missing the whole point. Lift up your eyes, get a little bigger. Feel the juice, divine juice flowing in your life. Much fruit, more fruit than you can eat. Now I'm feeding others. My life group, people are coming in to my home every week and I'm praying for them and I'm leading a discussion in the Bible and I'm encouraging them. Fruit is coming out of my life. Right? So I'm helping my family financially. I'm encouraging my church friends in my life group. I'm at the office. I'm being light in the darkness. I can't say a lot out loud about the Lord, but I just live with that divine flow. And people come up to you. Hey, there's something different about you. Are you a Christian? Yeah, I'm a Christian. Hey, would you pray for my marriage? That starts happening all the time. Hey, would you pray for my kids? I found out my kids are doing this and that. Hey, could you pray for my kids? All of a sudden, that divine life is just flowing out of you and people are coming to you. Hey, pray. Does your church have a prayer team? Hey, would you pray for me? Yeah, that's coming out of you. That's just normal, natural stuff. You're on the juice. The juice is flowing and fruit. People are being impacted, your family, your finances, Christian friends, worldly friends. You're light in the world. You become what Jesus said you would be because you abide in him, stay connected to him, stay in that flow. You don't come to church once in a while. You live in him every day. This is so much more than once in a while. This is life, not existing, not surviving, living this abundant life that he has called you to. So John 15 again, and let's go to verse 6. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and they throw them in the fire and they are burned. You cannot connect with God once in a while. You can't say, I believe when I need it. You got to get in. No lukewarm faith around here. All in. I'm going to abide in him and he abides in me. And we're going to start producing. We're going to make a difference. We're going to live an abundant life. You know, the worst thing for the world, the thing that stops more worldly people from coming to the Lord, is seeing lukewarm Christians. Seeing Christians who don't live what they say they believe. Seeing Christians who say they believe in the Bible and Jesus, but not living an abundant life. So let's get on the juice. Let's get in the flow. Let's abide in him and see that fruit. He wants to double your income this year. Oh, but the government and the pandemic and the jobless rate and the income rate and the bank said, I could care less. Not serving those people. I'm serving the Father, the God of the universe, the provider of everything. Somebody is going to get rich next year. Why don't you? Well, I mean, really, Pastor, let's get real. Hey, if I can make it out of Spanish way, you can make it out of federal way. Why not you, right? So I'm just trying to open your eyes, lift up your faith, lift up your vision, and begin to believe there's more fruit for you. There's more fruit. There's more opportunity. There's more in God's will and God's plan. In John 15 and verse 11, I'll close with this thought. John 15 and 11. These things I've spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Some people have the idea that getting more committed to the Lord will ruin all their fun. The world's not having any fun. Depression, anxiety, alcohol use, drug use, these things are all out of control because the world is not having any fun. But Jesus said, I'm telling you how to have my joy, eternal joy, a spiritual joy that will lift you beyond every negative circumstance. He wants your joy to be full. Right? Oh, but Pastor, there's some problems out there. Yeah, in spite of that, he still wants your joy to be full. We're not happy about negative things, but we have this joy, this spirit, this divine energy, and this flow of the Holy Ghost, this divine juice that lifts us up every day. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Come on, somebody. The joy of the Lord is flowing in us, right? And there again, the world's like, how come you're always up? How come you're always happy? How come you have such hope? Yeah, I got some divine juice. And they're like, wow, can I get a hit of that? Oh yeah, you can have a hit. Well, what do? Do you shoot it? Do you smoke it? Do you drink it? How do you get that juice? Yeah, you got to come to church with me. You got to connect with Jesus. You got to abide in the vine. And then you'll start finding that joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's God's plan for every one of us. Now, I want to close today by praying for you and your relationship with the Lord. Right? It's not about coming to a service. It's about abiding in him, believing, trusting, walking with him, learning his word, finding this abundant life that he has for you. And if you've never really committed your life to him, let's pray together right now. It's not hard, but you got to start somewhere. And prayer is where we start. And so we want to pray for you to go to a new place in your walk with God. If you would say, Pastor, I think that prayer's for me. I want in on this. Lift up your hand right now. You want something new, something more in your walk with God. Lift up your hand. I'm not going to call you out. I'm just going to pray with you before we go. And online friends, I want you to join in with me on this prayer. And Mill Creek, lift it up. Where's your hand? Let me see. Raise it up. Raise it up. I need something new. Come on, Pastor. I'm in this prayer. Let me see. Raise it up. You got to start somewhere, right? So let's just reach out right now. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Last week, 67 people born again. Be a part of this revival we're trying to start around here. And lift up your hand if you need this prayer. Okay, let's put them down and let's pray together. Church, be our prayer team. Let's say it out loud. Today, Father, I believe Jesus is Lord. I believe He died for me and rose for me. Fill me with your spirit, Lord. I'm going to follow you, trust you, walk with you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray.
Thank you so much for joining with us today. I'm praying that you heard something that will impact your life. If you'd like more information, connect with us at the Christian Faith Church app or go to the website at christianfaith.us.